Bicycle, Pedestrian, and Greenways Senior Program Manager.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. And what is a hi, Vanessa? How are you?
Good.
What does all that mean? That big long title that you've got.
So I focus on biking and walking, and our sidewalk system, our bike facilities, and our trails.
I'm going to ask you to scoot over and put that microphone right in front
of you.
There you go. Turn that around, Jay Sokol. You know how to do that.
I do.
Yeah, like it is. You know, like mine. We've got this new mic stand. It's so fancy. Okay, there. Okay. Tell us again what that is.
Okay. I focus on biking and walking, and the plan itself includes sidewalks and trails and bike facilities.
You know, sidewalks end up being something that's very needed. I grew up in College Station. We didn't have many sidewalks at all.
Right.
Pain in the neck to put in because you've got existing streets, but very, very real and very, very needed.
Yes.
Now, bike lanes, same situation. Now, there just have to be some areas now where how can you carve out bike lanes necessarily in really busy streets?
Right. Well, it's easier when the road hasn't been built yet. When you're dealing with a road that has been built, you definitely have to consider the different needs of the road. So, you know, if it's a four-lane road, there's an opportunity to put a turn lane in the middle and add bike lanes on the sides in order to allow people to bike on it.
Of course, Texas is wide open spaces. We like to drive our four-wheeled vehicles, but more and more you have people who want to be cyclists and people who want to be runners. So how do you get input from them as you begin to start a development?
Right. So we're working on that right now. We adopted a plan in 2010, and we want to know what citizens think. You know, we've grown. We continue to grow since the plan was adopted in 2010, and so we are hoping to get input through a community meeting and a survey. There will be a community meeting on February 7th, and it'll be at 6:30 p.m. at the College Station Utilities Meeting and Training Facility. And we hope that people will come out and participate. We'll share what we've done over the past 7 years since the plan was adopted. And we'll also have an opportunity for people to give comments. We'll also have a survey that people can fill out online, especially if they can't come. So people can tell us how we can make College Station more bikeable and walkable so people feel safer and more comfortable on the road.
Sure. Now, again, no matter what date you have, there's going to be conflict. So if they do want to fill that out online, where do they go to do that?
Yes, they'll go to cstx.gov/bikepedgreenways.
Okay. And I knew that sooner or later I would have the exact person who could answer this question that I have had, actually for about 3 weeks, I guess. So I'm on the access road, Barron Road, northbound, and there's this sign for, I guess, the Lick Creek Bike Trail.
That's right.
Where the heck does that thing go?
Yeah, so that follows along Lick Creek.
Okay.
And it'll take you out to Pebble Creek Parkway, and it'll connect you to Lick Creek Park.
Now, how do you cross Lakeway, then? Do you have to cross Lakeway out there yet?
No, Lakeway has not been built.
Okay.
So that is under design currently,
okay.
And when that is complete, it'll go underneath Lakeway. So there'll be a time. It's currently open. We've been working on a few things, so we haven't announced officially that it's open, but people are using it because everyone loves our trails. So when Lakeway is under design or under construction, then it'll be closed for a little while.
Well, I know I'm not the only one who stopped at that stop sign at Barron Road, and you've seen that thing where it begins, you're going where that goes. All right, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.